You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off. Racing.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Thursday, the 6th of September. We've got a great day of racing in prospect. Carlisle challenges Haydock, Salisbury, Sedgefield. And we're also racing on the beach at Laytown for Ireland's annual racing trip to the seaside. It's all live on Racing Radio. Join the guys in the studio throughout the afternoon for coverage of all the day's racing here on the podcast. So my name's John Kibbe, joined by Dale Gibson. Hello, Dale. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to have you with us. We'll get your selections for two of the better races coming up on Thursday very shortly. But I want to start off by asking you about the Ledger Legends race, which is obviously an initiative which has been going on for a number of years at Doncaster now as part of the William Hill St Ledger Festival, and one that you've been involved with. Have you ridden in it every year, is that
every
right?
Every year, yes. We started in 2010. Certainly, we didn't think we'd get as far as this. It's been a fantastic success. It's a great social day. We've got 550 people there for lunch. We've got a number of people have been coming year in, year out. We've raised to date £880,000 for Jack Berry House, the Injured Jockeys Fund Rehab Unit at Moulton, and the Northern Racing College at Doncaster. So one association gets people fit and well, having had injuries and setbacks. And Northern Racing College obviously gets people into the game from scratch, if you like. So two really good causes. The race has gone from strength to strength. Eight individual winners. The first year, we had the late, great Pat Edry riding it. We've had Mick Kinnane, Julie Crone, Charlie Swan, John Frankham. A wide range of riders from both codes, both from England and Ireland. And this time round, we've got six new faces, including Andrew Thornton, Timmy Murphy, Willie Twiston, Davis, and Ted Durkin. Ted Durkin, who won the St Ledger and the Oaks in his riding career. So great cross-section of riders, and really looking forward to Doncaster, when William Hill have been very generous. They've also supplied a really good prize for the silent auction, which is Whistles and Bells Day trip to the darts final in December, Alexandra Palace. So that's up on the silent auction. So great thanks to William Hill and everybody involved.
Brilliant. And obviously an important cause, as you've highlighted there, that the funds are being raised for, and you've made great amounts of money for it every year that it has been going. We were speaking just before this, and you were saying you were trying to reach a £1 million target in terms of the total amount of money that had been raised.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd never thought we'd get this far, and Tim Adams, the chairman, and myself and the team, we got to a point, I don't know, about 18 months ago. We thought, hang on a minute, we've raised over $750,000 a year. If we get to a certain figure from last year, it would take us to close to the 900,000 mark. So I thought, you know what, let's pull up stumps when we get to a million, if we get to a million, and hand over to a new team. So we're getting a new team in place for next year, which actually will include Andrew Thornton, who I've already mentioned. And he's keen to take on my role within the makeup of the committee, if you like, the committee that run the day. I think £1 million target is pretty fair to hand over to somebody. It's quite a nice total, isn't it, when you think about it? It's a nice round figure. And certainly when you think of those guys that are injured at the minute, PJ McDonald had a wonderful year. He took a fall at Newcastle, and he's going to be off for a number of weeks. Philip Makin's off injured at the minute. Paul Morenon's off injured at the moment. And it's just something that comes with the job, I'm afraid. If you ride a horse professionally, or not even professionally, if you ride a horse for pleasure, for living, now and again you're going to fall off.
Well, it's a great course, and next Wednesday, Ledger Legends Day at Doncaster. We look forward to that one very much indeed, Dale. Now we'll turn our attention to what's happening in the slightly more immediate future and the best of Thursday's racing. You've picked out two selections for us in two of the day's better races, and we start off with group three contest at Salisbury, the Dick Poole Stakes for the fillies over 6 furlongs, the 2-year-old fillies. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, it's a tough renewal. Not quite as many runners as last year when Anna Nerium won at 40-1 for Richard Hannon and Tom Marquand. The 9 go to post as of this moment. It's an interesting renewal. Firelight is on the back of a pretty decent run in the Lowther Stakes at York at the Big Ebor Festival when she ran 4th. Wasn't at all disgraced on that occasion. She'd previously won her 2 previous outings, ridden by the Inform Machine Murphy and trained by the Inform Andrew Boarding. She's going to be tough to beat. It's Andrew Boarding's local track. It's a lucky track for Andrew as well, and I think she's the one they've all got away, Matt. The alternative to Firelight would be the Roger Varian representative, Your Time Is Now, Andrea Zini, taking the ride. She just ran a little bit below par at Goodwood on her second run, but that was a messy race. Goodwood can be a strange track for a two-year-old, particularly a lightly raced, inexperienced two-year-old, but she put that disappointing run behind her when she was very impressive at Newbury last time out. And Roger's not messed around. He stepped into Group 3 company from her maiden win, and that is interesting in itself. I think Firelight should be good enough to win, but I wouldn't put you off your hard-earned cash on Your Time Is Now.
So Your Time Is Now, then, given a positive mention by Dale there, as well as Firelight, the Andrew Boarding yard, in that Dick Poole Philly Stakes. Would you say Your Time Is Now would be the main selection?
I'd just like to see what price they go off. Firelight probably just carries a fraction more proven ability in a group race, and it's interesting that Andrew feels that she's capable of winning in this company, or certainly running well, whereas Roger Varian's filly is stepping up in grade. So you've got a filly that's already competed in group level against a filly who hasn't.
20 minutes later, we've got a good handicap at Haydock for their feature race over just shy of a mile and a half. And we've had 9 horses declared for this one. Dale, what would you like to look of here?
Yeah, it's a tight, interesting contest. I must say, when you get this type of event at Haydock Park, they're generally pretty intriguing races, 3-year-old and upwards. There isn't actually a 3-year-old in this contest, which is quite unusual. Interesting race all the same. Star of the East been pretty consistent for Mark Johnson. £3 higher for when he won last time out at Newmarket. And he's been punching above his weight this season. He's here off a mark of 98. It's just possible that the handicapper has got hold of him, but never rule out a Johnson runner. He's had a fantastic year. Just keep your eye on the weather, though. It is supposed to rain at Haydock Park, and it's a type of venue where once it starts raining, it generally tends to keep raining. So just
bring your armbands.
Bring your arm and your umbrella and your wellies. Just keep your eye on the weather if you're having a bet at Haydock Park. But the interesting one here is Magellan, Roger Charlton, James Doyle. Lightly raced this year. He's 2 out of 3. Those 2 wins have been on the all-weather. He did run 2nd here at Haydock earlier in the year. Just had the 3 starts this year, so he's gone up in the ratings. He's off a mark of 91 now, but he could still be progressive because he's young. He's only 4, hasn't got a lot of miles on the clock. And just see what price he is, Magellan. But I feel there could be more to come for the representative from the Roger Charlton yard. So selection's Magellan, and the danger is Star of the East.
Magellan for Dale then in that 4:40 at Haydock on Thursday. You can hear that live on Racing Radio. You can hear the Dick Poole, that Group 3 contest live, and all the rest of the day's racing, including the Laytown annual meeting as well. So plenty of good stuff coming up. And Dale, thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.